This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen, Urban Fishing Coordinator for Paramarquette State Park. And welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Scott, our topic of discussion is the annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair that is coming up here very shortly in the first part of June, and we're going to talk about that today. And this is something that's been going on for many years, and I guess the way it sounds, attendance gets better every year. Just how big is the fair now?
Well, it really is. This is the largest free fishing day event in the state of Illinois, or at least I think it is. We will typically get around 2,000 kids plus parents and adults that will come. So around 4,000 people that will come to the fishing fair.
Now at the fishing fair, many things are offered. It's predominantly for the children. And first off, there are educational components besides fun. I thought maybe you could talk about what are some of the educational things that go on at the fair?
Okay, some of the main educational things is we'll go over basic things like knot tying, cleaning a fish, learning the proper way to cast, learning how to tie a knot. They'll learn the ethics of fishing. So really, all the basic aspects of fishing you can learn at the fair. And in thinking about that, which I know this isn't totally education, but you can catch a fish at the trout pond, then take the fish to the trout pond and actually have it cleaned, and that would definitely be educated, and they will educate you on the proper way to cook your fish, and you can actually eat your own fish.
This is a free event, and for children, I guess the equipment is provided as well?
It's 100% provided, yes it is.
Now, what all can the children do?
Well, some of the main things, I mentioned the trout pond, which that's kind of the highlight of the event. We also have a bluegill pond. You can actually catch a fish at the bluegill pond, and you can. In addition to the bluegill pond, we have an activity called First Fish Photo, so if you've never caught a fish, you can get your picture taken with the fish. We will shoot bows and arrows, not at real fish, but at fish that will be swimming around in water, which are plastic fish. You'll have a chance to shoot a bow and an arrow. We have a virtual fishing machine, which is a huge television set up with a fishing pole attached to it. We'll have a 4,000-gallon fishing aquarium, and they will do shows and presentations from the top of this aquarium. They even have a dog show that goes in addition with that. They will jump the dogs inside the tank, then do a ground show with the dogs for the kids and for the adults. We will do fly tying. We will do a thing called One Cast, which is one of the two places you'll have a chance to win a prize. If you cast a fishing pole and it lands into, or cast a fishing pole, yes, it lands into the swimming pool, you'll have a chance to win a really nice prize, whether it be a real nice rod and reel, nice tackle box. We'll have a thing from Raging Rivers Water Park. We'll do sort of an activity. There's 28 different numbered stations plus some attractions, and the thing about it is you don't have to do every single activity in order to receive a prize, but each child that does at least 7 of the 28 numbered activities will have a chance to catch a fish in the trout pond, and also will leave with a prize, whether it be a cane pole, but they will leave with something.
That aquarium, 4,000 gallons, is it stocked with all the fish of Illinois, or sort of what kind of fish are actually in that aquarium?
Neat, because at times we've had over 30 different species of fish inside this aquarium. And one thing that we'll do at the end of the day is an actual noodling demonstration. I don't know if you know what a noodling demonstration is.
Is that where sometimes I think they call it hogging too? Is it you catch a fish with your hands?
Yep, and sometimes we'll even have a 60 or 70 pound catfish in there. But basically, what they do is they'll swim down inside this aquarium, and if it was done in the river, the fish would actually bite on the person's hand, then the person would actually swim to the top of the water with that fish, which that's pretty entertaining. And something else that goes on at the end of the day is we'll drain the water out of the trout pond, or at least about halfway out of the trout pond, and then the kids will actually get inside the pond and actually catch the fish by hand, which is really neat, which kind of goes along with the noodling as well.
The catching the trout by hand and things, you said a bluegill pond. Now, is that for children will cast into it, or do they also catch the bluegill?
They do catch the bluegill. We actually have some old-fashioned cane poles made out of the old-fashioned cane, and that's what they fish with.
Now, as far as other attractions, you have things like Fred Bird and others coming, as far as a little different than fishing, but some neat activities as well?
We do have. We had Fred Bird coming. We got the smokehouse, which which doesn't have a lot to do with fishing, but this is kind of for adults and kids, but they'll actually fill it up with smoke and show you what you have to do if you get caught in a fire. I guess in thinking about the event, I know it is mostly geared to children, but, you know, if you're a person that's 80 years old that likes the outdoors and likes fishing, there's going to be something at least for you to look at. Something new this year, I got a friend of mine that's going to be demonstrating like the ways the old timers used to make the trot lines, and he's going to have some nets out there, and so they're going to go through some of that as well with the public.
Another thing we thought we would touch on, I guess you could say, in conjunction with the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, it's a time when people, if they want to try fishing for the first time, it's free, right?
It's 100% free from the Friday, which would be June the 5th, through the Monday, June the 8th. At that time, you do not need to buy a fishing license or a trout stamp. You can fish and, you know, try it, and if it's something you want to do, then, you know, after June 8th, you are going to need to go out and purchase a license. And in thinking about that, children that are 16 years and younger do not need to have a fishing license, just so the kids out there know that.
What is that, through the U.S. Wildlife or Fish, or who actually sponsors some of that?
The fishing fair, you mean?
The fishing fair and also the free days, I think.
The free days, it's a national event, but yes, it's by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. It is, yes. All states have this, but different states have it on different days.
And I think one thing we went over one time in a prior program is that's for the waters of Illinois, but since Grafton is sort of near the river, there's some couple things you got to watch out for as far as the free fishing, right?
Right. I mean, you know, you think about Grafton. Grafton's where the Illinois and the Mississippi River meet. So, yeah, you know, once you cross over into Missouri's waters, you're going to follow their rules.
All righty. And again, one more time, Scott, if you would, the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair coming up on June the 6th. What's the times?
It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I will just suggest this. It's best if you don't get there right at 10 o'clock, because I don't start letting people register until 10 o'clock, and usually there's a line at registration. So it's best if you wait a little while to come, you know, maybe wait till 10:30 or 11. But plan on spending a couple hours. It's going to take you a couple hours to see everything. It's a huge event, and it's just so educational. And so I just tell everybody to come and have a good time.
Scott Isringhausen, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.